have not got, what, 500 healthcare workers from South Australia here protesting silently, respectfully, outside Channel 9 because they've got nothing better to do, okay? We're on the verge of losing our jobs. So we are too young to retire.
So as a registered nurse, you're facing losing your job?
Absolutely. We don't even know where we stand. Apparently from the ABC News last night, 100 South Australian healthcare workers were being stood down. I don't think so. Try 3,000, okay? That's just in Adelaide alone. This is not okay, because we want to do what we love doing, and that is caring for the South Australian community. We are passionate, and we would not be here if we weren't. If we didn't care, we wouldn't be here, okay?
That you're all being asked to respectfully take leave at the moment?
We have been given so many different stories from Sahel and Carl and Nal, and we don't know what's going on. We hope that our entitlements get approved up until the 14th of November. The next power of emergency gets turned over, probably for another 2 to 4 weeks, because we know this is ongoing. We know this is planned. We're not stupid. The hospitals are not full of COVID patients. The hospitals are full of vaccinated patients, okay? I've got friends that work in ICU at Flinders. 30 out of 38 patients currently are vaccinated. That is a fact, okay? The media is, I'm sorry, respectfully to the media, please start telling the truth and please help us help you, because you are all targeted. Every single person is targeted.
So as a registered nurse, are you seeing people in hospital? Are you treating people?
Yes. Absolutely. Serious adverse effects. Serious. And we're talking 20-year-olds. We are talking 20-year-olds that have dropped dead. Nothing is getting on the media. Myocarditis is a rare, let me tell you, a rare cardiac condition. All of a sudden, every third 20-year-old's got myocarditis. You know what that leads to? Cardiac transplant. Where do we get hearts from in Australia with the lowest organ donor rate in the world?
Can you just clarify what your role is in the healthcare system at the moment?
At the moment,
and how
yes.
long have you worked there for and why are you
here? Okay, I've had many roles. I actually trained at the Royal Adelaide. I'm 51. I've been a nurse for 32 years. I started off as an EN. I went in to do my Bachelor of Nursing. I was a single parent for 18 years. I'm a very strong person, as you can see. And then I went on and did my postgraduate in mental health nursing 4 years ago. I've got 2 degrees. I'm not an idiot. I'm not standing here because I'm an idiot. It's because we care about the South Australian community. Currently, I'm a registered mental health nurse at Flinders. I'm passionate about what I do. I look after the most vulnerable people in society. And they are even pushing this onto them. Okay, they are expecting us to push this onto them as mental health nurses. I don't think so.
And you've been put on leave, is that right?
We're on leave. I've asked for leave without pay. We don't know what's happening. I don't even know if I can get income protection. I'm lucky I've got a husband. A lot of my friends haven't. Okay, they're on the verge of getting kicked out of their houses.
How many people do you think, how many nurses will the system lose because of the mandatory vaccination?
Nurses alone? Close, I'd say at least 2,500 in South Australia alone. Okay, this is a small portion. 100? I don't think so. It's a lot more. I mean, we were looking at ramping pre-COVID. The system is not breaking. The system is broken. It is finished. Are you hearing ambulances all the time, sirens? That's the vaccine engine. Okay, this is Adelaide. We're a small city. You don't get ambulances every hour. What's going on? People need to start asking questions. This is nothing against SA Health, all right? It's bigger than me. Do you understand that? We all want to keep our jobs. We're not here to get fired. We're here because we care and we have experience, and you cannot replace someone who's been a nurse for 32 years like that. You can't do it.
So just to clarify, so what's the answer? How do you think the government should be treating COVID?
I think there should be freedom of choice. I mean, some of us have underlying comorbidities, and we know this is not a safe vaccine. I'm sorry, but it usually takes 20 years to produce a safe vaccine, and that's if it's safe. The quickest before this was 7 years, and even that's too fast. You cannot produce a safe vaccine in 4 to 6 months. I'm sorry. And they are taking people for granted. And to go for our children in Australia with Moderna, 5 to 12-year-olds, when they're not allowed to do that in America, is absolutely abhorrent. Okay? All of you have got children, or if you haven't, you've got nieces and nephews. They're after our kids. Not in America. Moderna is cancelled in America. Why Australian children?
How about Scandinavia?
Why Australia? Why New Zealand? Are we the testing ground? What's going on? I think we need to ask questions here, okay? We are the voice for our children. We are the voice for our people in South Australia. We are voice for patients. What about the people with cancer? What about the people with cardiac illness? What about the kids with leukemia? No one cares anymore. No one cares about anything but COVID.
You mentioned the system's broken already. What is this? Is this going to decimate it now?
Beyond decimation. Like, put it this way. I hear that AMBOs are saying 90 minutes for a person with chest pain at home. 1.5 hours to get the help you need. Okay? People are dying in their homes and not getting the assistance they need. And then there's the issue of, oh, they died of COVID. Did they? Did they die of COVID or did they die with COVID? There's the difference. Of or with? Yes. And to lock people out who are not vaccinated, excuse me, I pay a Medicare levy, I pay private health insurance. What right does any private hospital in this city have to lock me out or have an operation when I pay private health insurance? We'll just stop paying taxes. Is that what they want? Cool.
Are there any other treatments apart from vaccines?
Absolutely, there's other treatments. Tim, there's ivermectin, there's hydroxychloroquine. 2 months after this pandemic started, pharmacies were not allowed to distribute ivermectin. GPs were put on warning from APRA, the AMA. You will not be prescribing ivermectin. India has no COVID. Why? Because of ivermectin. It is safe. It has won the Nobel Prize in 2015. It's been around for, what, 42 years now. The most safe medication ever produced in history. We have no access to it. People are buying horse wormer on eBay because it's a horse wormer. It's an antiparasitic. It's a very, very simple, safe, effective, cheap drug. That doesn't help Pfizer, does it? It's called this shit, money.
Can we expect demonstrations like this in the future, more and more?
I certainly hope so. Absolutely. I mean, just give us back our jobs. Let us do what we love doing, please. We are passionate. We're not going to cause any trouble. We're here because we care about the South Australian community. We are proud.